I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
0141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard as we move towards the start of the new league season. Conor Goldson leaves Rangers to sign for Aris Limassol. Callum McGregor says Celtic are ready for the new season. He's keen to see Matt O'Reilly stick around. And it looks like there will be no replay for Partick Thistle against Motherwell after an administrative error in the League Cup at the weekend. I'm Gordon Duncan, and joining me tonight, we are back in our full 2-hour format here until 8 o'clock. Simon Donnelly and Gordon Dalziel, how are you? It's good to see you.
Yeah,
you feeling like the season is fully around the corner? You're back here in your usual role.
Yeah, for the first time in a long time, I'm excited, Gordon. I've watched the close season, the preparation. Everyone's up to speed now. It's all about Saturday and Sunday, trying to hit the ground running, go off to a good start, bit of confidence behind you. All the pre-season games are out the road. It's brilliant to be back in the 2 hours.
Yeah, listen, I was just talking to Daz before we came on air there. The last bit of football I really watched was the Euros, which was a wee bit disappointing for me. So looking forward to the domestic campaign, I've caught a little bit of the League Cup group stages, and there's one or two teams will be pleased with themselves, some maybe not so much, but the real stuff starts at the weekend and I cannot wait.
0141 951 1025, that is the number you need. We're excited to be back, so if you want to join in, we would love to have you, whether it is signing news, some high profile departure certainly in the form of Conor Goldson today. Motherwell have made signings. They're involved in that drama with Partick Thistle and the League Cup. We'll hear from Callum McGregor, general thoughts on pre-season. There is so much going on, so please do give us a call on 0141 951 1025. But I mean, are you feeling refreshed, Gordon Dalziel?
Yeah.
I feel like we needed some time apart. I've not seen you since Germany.
Yeah.
Not just too much yeah, time together. You've got to just...
He was describing it to me earlier on as being about day nine, about the Big Brother house.
Just go away and regroup and try and forget. I mean, I feel like I saw things no man should see there.
Yeah, so did Wilson. I sat last night and I thought to myself, I better put your numbers back into my phone because I think we'll need them over the summer, over the season, sorry. We had a great time, obviously, but it was nice just to get a break. You know what like it is, Simon? We've played football. And the end of the season, you get away from everybody.
People at close quarters. But then
you start to get the excitement tonight, even come in a bit early so I could sit and have a chat with Gordon about his holidays and golfing and whatever. So we're back up and running.
And you're feeling refreshed. Do you know what I think about this guy, Gordon Dalziel? I think Simon Donnelly holidays well. He's got a bit of culture about him. I noticed last week he was in the south of France. Yeah. You were in Arran.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Don't knock Arran.
I'm not, but you can see just the cultural difference between you two. I thought that was quite striking when I was following your social media posts, both of you, last week.
Well, I'm a lover of Arran. I go over there regular as well, but the south of France, the Arran tourist board
are not listening, but I've just got the difference in my head.
The south of France has got a soft spot in my heart, and it was a fantastic...
Whereabouts in the south of France?
Right down on the coast, a little place called Le Lavandou.
I've been to La Rochelle.
La Rochelle's on the west, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Stop trying to redeem your... I can see him in the nice chateau, a glass of red, sitting back enjoying the sun.
Down there.
You are probably... in the bath.
I couldn't get a bath. No hot water.
Just see the difference.
I was a bit disappointed with the hot water situation in Arran, but we got over it. But no, this guy's got it.
He's got a bit of class.
Yeah, he's everybody in this show's got more class than me, so I'm quite happy with a fairy to Arran.
But anyway, 0141 951 1025. It feels good to be back. Andrew McLean and the guys have looked after you brilliantly over the summer. Gordon Dalziel, unsurprisingly, moaning that he has to put in a 2 hour shift tonight rather than just the 1 hour that we've had over the break. But it feels like when we return to the 2 hours, That's your signpost that the season's just around the corner. So please give us a call on 01419511025. Let us know how you're feeling, if it's about today's news specifically. Conor Goldson's an obvious place to start. Rangers fans, what do you make of the fact that he has gone? Is it definitely the right time? Is there anyone that thinks maybe he still had a place in the team? How will you remember him? What was his contribution like? What do you think needs to happen in terms of replacing him? What does the defence look like without him? Because he's had a bit of criticism recently, but he's clearly been a mainstay of that defence for a number of years now. So Conor Goldson's departure, all your reactions to that, please, Rangers fans. We're going to hear from Callum McGregor, Celtic fans. He's used to getting his hands on silverware. It will be Flag Day, of course, this weekend. He says Celtic are in good nick. I would imagine you'd agree, given some of the pre-season performances. How do you feel about that? What about the recruitment? He's obviously desperate for Matt O'Reilly to stay, as I'm sure all of you are, hoping to add one or two bits of quality, again, as I'm hoping you are. Motherwell have signed a new Australian striker. Stay tuned for Gordon DL's pronunciation of it. I've been looking forward to this all day. I've been inundated requests that you're the one who announces it for the first time.
I heard that there was an opportunity.
You've been practicing?
I heard an opportunity he was going to sign, right? And when I heard his name, no. I was praying to be fall. No happening, lad. Sorry, I wish him all the very best in his motherhood career, but Stammer will need to get obviously his nickname.
And with no disrespect to you Partick Thistle fans, I don't mean any malice, I didn't expect Partick Thistle to be so close to the top of the headlines before we've even started the season. But the latest coming out this evening is that it doesn't look like there will be a replay for that error that prevented Partick Thistle being able to make a sub in the game against Motherwell at the weekend. Gordon DL is desperate to not have to witness that game again because it wasn't the best. But on a more serious note, it looks like that won't go Partick Thistle's way. So I wonder how you feel about that. Jags fans and anyone else who's interested, give us a call. 01419511025. Come on then, tell me why this season is going to be a good one. Sell it to me. A great start, I have to admit.
I think that you've got to look for better. You look at Kilmarnock, I think, was brilliant last year. St Mirren were brilliant. I think we look at our clubs and big clubs in Scotland from days gone by, for instance, Hibs, Aberdeen, yep. Very disappointing. You've got Dundee United 2 years and years ago were a big club and, you know, had some terrific players, obviously some terrific assistant managers as well.
Thanks very much.
So I think that we've got a good group, a nice league. I like to look at a lot of clubs doing a lot of business, even Motherwell, for instance. What's that? About 11, 12 players. St Mirren brought in a lot. Kilmarnock, just they built on that steadiness that Derek McInnes had. You look at the big two, I think that Rangers supporters may be a bit disappointed with the transfer activity in the summer. Celtic, so far, brilliant news that they've still got Matt O'Reilly in the building. So I just think we're in for a real exciting season, Gordon. I really do. And I think it kicks off Saturday afternoon, Tynecastle, where I think it'll be an absolute
Dundee derby at the weekend.
Dundee derby as well.
Dundee United, with no disrespect to anybody else, I think they always add something to the Premier League. As Gordon says there, they're synonymous, like Aberdeen and Hibs and these teams that, you know, have been successful in years gone by. And just to add that, as I said, that derby back onto the fixture list as well, I think that's something that we can all get excited about. And I just hope, you know, that the new players coming in, we'll learn about them in the incoming weeks. But the quality's there. We get some quality. And that's what the fans are always looking forward to. St Mirren and Kilmarnock have already experienced a little bit of European games this start of this season as well, and they've got two good results actually, so you're hoping that they progress as well, and that reflects well in the...
But what will make it exciting as well, so you talk about Kilmarnock, you talk about St Mirren, Dundee were terrific.
Yep.
You know, if they can kick on again,
yes,
it becomes so competitive.
And by the way, Dundee have started, they look as if they're scoring a lot of goals as well, so yeah, exciting times ahead.
Now, I missed Gordon DL slightly, missed Simon Donnelly slightly more, but genuinely did miss the chance to speak to you between 6 and 8 o'clock every night over that summer. So let's do it. Let's get back to where we left off in May 01419511025. What's on your mind tonight? It's not a quiet week, far from it. We've got big news stories developing. Conor Goldson, a real high profile player for a number of reasons in the Scottish Premiership in recent seasons, he is gone. He is away. He has left Rangers for Cyprus. And I wonder how you feel about it, Rangers fans. Is it good news, if that is the right term? Was it time for a refresh in that department? Or is it not quite that simple? Because who are you going to replace him with? He was always there, he was always fit, he was always available, clearly a big part of the team, whether you thought he had faults or not recently. I wonder how you feel. All your reaction to Conor Goldson leaving, was it the right time? Are you a bit concerned about the gap that it leaves? And anything else that I've missed out? 01419511025. Give us a call on that right now if you can. Celtic fans, we're going to hear from Callum McGregor talking about Matt O'Reilly, talking about the way he sees the title race panning out this season, talking about trying to add quality to the team as well. Motherwell fans, if you want to come on and rival Gordon Dalziel's attempt at pronouncing your new attacker, you can do as well. And we had a good bit on this last night, which was nice because it is a big story. Partick Thistle fans, it looks like no replay for that error in the cup at the weekend. So all your thoughts on the usual number or Twitter at ClydeSSB. It's been interesting summer though, Gordon. Hopefully the caller will get into the specifics of Conor Goldson. Don't tell him, but Roger Hanna made a good point last night. Generally, at this time of the season, everybody's confident, everybody's optimistic, everybody's happy. You can just kind of dream. Saturday comes along and ruins that. It just feels like if last night's anything to go by, I was only back for 10 minutes and I got a real sense that the Rangers fans are just not having it at the moment in a number of ways. Stadium would be a big part of that, but it's all feeding into the same frustration.
Yeah, I don't think the stadium helped our cause, Gordon. I don't get caught up, I don't know what Simon thinks, but I don't get caught up too much in pre-season games. I know it's good to go in with a bit of confidence, win some games, get a bit of sharpness, but it's all about Saturday and Sunday this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, I went to one or two Motherwell games and I thought, looked very, very poor indeed at times. But I'm expecting a lot at the weekend because that's when the real competition kicks in. You look at Rangers fans, I'll be probably disappointed in their pre-season games. They're conceding a right few goals. I think they were looking for more coming in through the door. Celtic fans are over the moon. I heard a bit of the show last night talking about, you know, they're getting into the new season high in confidence with their pre-season games and performances and keeping their players and adding to their squad. They brought in a very experienced goalkeeper indeed. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But I just think it's all down to the weekend and see who really hits the ground running.
Okay, 01419511025. That's the number John has dialed. He was first through tonight. Take it away, John.
Hi, Dazza.
Hi, John.
Simon, Gordon, good to see you back.
Good to be back.
Mostly listen to Simon. Simon, we heard today on like social media and reports that Scott McKenna, were interested in Scott McKenna. I think that'd be a great sign for Celtic to play alongside Carter Vickers. I think it would solidify defence, and also the young boy, Bueno, the Wolves boy, apparently he's keen to come and loan. Their option of buying him. What do you think? I think that's what we need. Obviously, I want a striker and I want Matt O'Reilly to stay. But I think Scott McKenna would be a great signing.
Great name for us to talk about, because there's nothing better than when there's a signing rumour and it's someone that you know, yeah. And you can assess.
Can actually
and,
talk about. I think he'd be a good signing. I think he's obviously been linked with both Celtic and Rangers, yeah, in recent times, and I think that's a position where I think Brendan will certainly be looking to strengthen and left back. You know, competition for Taylor. Scales was in there last year and did so well, but I think they want to go and, you know, put another couple of players in those positions. But I think McKenna would be a good one. I think he knows the league. He's been down south. He's did reasonably well down there. He's been in and around the international setup. I think he'd be a decent addition to Celtic. Regarding Matt O'Reilly, listen, anybody connected with Celtic wants Matt to stay. The big question, you know, is will he? The reality of that is I think he probably will move on before the transfer window is shut.
Do you? Are you in that? I do. You've made your
well,
peace with that?
Listen, I hope not. I hope not. I mean, he started this season. I know what Daz is saying there about the pre-season. It's all about Saturday, but he's certainly started the pre-season in great form again. He's taken off where he left off last season. He's been excellent, one of, if not the top player at Celtic. So, obviously, from that point of view, you want him to stay. But the reality is if somebody comes with the money that Celtic want, it'll be away.
We've said a lot about, well, you've said a lot about Matt O'Reilly over the summer. I'm sure we'll continue. What specifically do you make of that Scott McKenna shout? Simon says it's almost like a no-brainer that he would at least be linked with with both. The profile is so obvious because he's, you know, his contractual situation, but he's now 27. He's had a go at the English Premier League. Was very good for Nottingham Forest before that. He's a full international. Even played in the Champions League for Copenhagen last season. Is that one that you think would be a good shout?
I wouldn't be surprised, and I don't think Celtic fans would be disappointed. One thing is, he gives them bags of pace. Carter Vickers is the same. He gives them the balance with the left side. Yeah. He's a strong defender. Where I would probably say his weakest point is, I don't think he's the greatest user of the ball when he comes out from defence, but he's not the worst. And I think to get in there, and I totally agree with it, and this is not taking anything away from Scales. Scales has been absolutely terrific for Celtic, but I totally agree with Simon and John. I think Celtic needs strengthen in that area, in that department, because they've got a lot of games, a lot of important games, and they'll need a big squad.
John, it came up last night in the show, and if you were being very sort of basic and simple about the argument, Roger was saying he felt the Celtic fans were in sort of two camps, if you like. Those who are just really happy because they had a successful season last season, they look good in pre-season, and Rangers are having their own problems. But then other Celtic fans who think, yeah, but we should surely be improving the squad while we're in a good place, and we should be getting new signings in and boosting things, and are maybe a bit frustrated at the window so far. Which camp would you find yourself in?
I still think we'll sign at least four players. I still think we'll go for a left back, a centre half, and maybe if Matt O'Reilly does go, they'll maybe put another midfielder. Plus, they'll get another forward in. I'm not in a panic. Some of the Celtic fans are in a panic, I must admit, but I'm not lying to them. I think, obviously, I hope they do give Brendan the money this year, because I don't think if we don't give him the money this year, after what we've done last year, I know we weren't great last year, but we won the league, so it's time to give him the money to strengthen. You know what I mean? Unless, you know what I mean, it's, as I said, this, but a couple of the people, if like Bernardo coming back in, etc., he knows what the club's all about, and same with Ida. But if we don't get Ida, I would say then, I've spoken to you before, I think Miowski's a great shout too. I think Miowski's a good player.
It's that time of the season where, you know, the internet investigators are out there, and it won't have escaped many of you that Norwich are playing a pre-season friendly tonight. I think it's Hoffenheim, and Adam Ida's not involved anywhere. So people are saying, what does this mean? Whoa. Might mean absolutely nothing. Might have a sore big toe and he's resting up, but you do just wonder if that is if that's a sign that he's on his way somewhere, whether it's Celtic or not.
I think Celtic fans would be happy if that was the case, Gordon. It's taken a long time, understandably, because obviously Norwich bring in a new manager. You don't want him to leave until you've assessed him. Celtic may have just went in and decided, look, we'll pay an extra, whatever it may be, to satisfy Norwich. John talks about Miowski. I think he's terrific. But the one thing that you've got to find there when you go and ask for him, you're going to have to pay top dollar. But Adam Ida showed that, especially in the big, big games, he can score goals.
Are you as calm about it as John? John says, I think we'll sign four more players. But you would understand those who say, fine, and hopefully we do if they're Celtic fans. But why none so far then? Why no outfield signings up until this point?
I don't know, Gordon. I'm not privy to the inside workings at Celtic. The Euro Championships are just over. I think they've replaced one of their biggest positions with somebody who, and you know, the two or three games that I've seen pre-season, could go on an equal, and that's the goalkeeper. I think that's been a great addition. I know people question his age, but the goalkeeping position is a totally different position to anybody else in the park, and I think he will prove to be a really good signing. We want strengthen. We talk about maybe Matt O'Reilly. There's been speculation on Hatate. Celtic, I think, will get another 3-4 players in before the transfer window's the end of August. You know, it's I think that Celtic are looking reasonably strong just now, but obviously they've got the Champions League in mind, and a wee bit of excitement for the fans as well, fresh blood, but I think they'll bring in 3 or 4.
Okay, thank you to John, 01419511025, mentioning Scott McKenna. Looks like centre-back position could be a big talking point in Glasgow this summer, and that really kicked off today because Conor Goldson has left Rangers. He's been, well, an ever-present, hasn't he, in the many years he's been at the club. He is now gone, so I wonder what you make of it, Rangers fans. How do you feel about that news today? Is it the right time? Are you a bit worried or concerned, if that's the right phrase, about who replaces him and what that looks like? Give us all your thoughts, all your reaction to the news. Conor Goldson has left, and we'll do it next.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon Dalziel and Simon Donnelly, we're back from our summer. It's not even a break because the guys are still here and we're ticking along nicely, but it's like 2 hours, two pundits. It's full steam ahead right towards the start of the new season. And you, more than ever, are obviously a key part of that. So 0141 951 1025, give us a call right now. Let us know what is on your mind. The big transfer news of the day. And don't, when I say big, I'm not talking about the length of the name of Motherwell's new signing. We will get Gordon Dalziel to attempt the pronunciation a bit later on. But the big confirmed deal today would be Conor Goldson out of Rangers. I think we kind of knew it was coming, so it's not necessarily a surprise. But now that it's confirmed, it's still a big one, whatever way you look at it. Whether you thought he was good, bad or indifferent, it is a big story. So let's get the reaction of a Rangers fan, Jay, all the way from Melbourne. That were you? Is that where you kicked about for?
Yeah. I don't know if I know Jay
before coming back. How are you, Jay?
Hi. How are you going? How are you guys going tonight?
All good here, Jay. As a Rangers fan, I know you'll have a lot of ground to cover, but let's start with that breaking news today. What did you make of Conor Goldson's departure?
I feel like it's a bit sad. I think he's done his time for sure, but it is a bit sad the way that he's kind of left, because I feel like he's done a good service as a centre back. Apart from, I mean, the big mistake in the Europa League final. But other than that, like, you know, he's done really well. He was there for the, you know, the 55 and everything. But it would have been nice if he'd gone out with a bang, with maybe a league title or a Scottish Cup final win. But same for Lundstrom and a bunch of other players, you know, because they've done quite well for the club. But probably time to move on and get some new people in and give people like NCL a chance, you know.
What do you make of it, Gordon? I think, you know, there's this feeling just now that Rangers are in a bit of a difficult place in pre-season, and last season didn't end the way they want, so there's an easy temptation there to think, well, who cares then, big deal, you know, rip it all up, start again, it was all rubbish, it doesn't matter who leaves. But, you know, as Jay alluded to, it is 6 years where you're talking over 300 appearances, always there, always available. I know people say that's like a sort of minimum requirement, but the reality is lots of players don't even manage that. What did I say? 300 appearances, 23 goals, won a title, won a couple of cups, got to a Europa League final. Is it as simple as he didn't perform particularly well at the end of last season and therefore it's good news? There must be more to it than that.
No, I think a lot of fans have jumped on that bandwagon. He certainly lost a bit of form, of that there's no doubt. I think we had callers in here saying that he shouldn't be in the team. Look, over a piece, you've mentioned that there's 6 years, 300 plus games. I think Conor Goldson was an excellent signing for Rangers. I thought he's been terrific for them. Hardly missed a game. Most managers that come in during that period that he was there, probably he was one of the first picks in the team sheet week in, week out. He lost a bit of form. People were saying he was losing a little bit of pace near the end of the season as well. I totally agree with Jay. I think he has run his race for Rangers, obviously. And I think it's good for him and good for the club. But when you look at the club, it's okay getting these people out the door, but you've got to have people waiting to come in. Because you look at the experience Rangers have lost in the summer. You know, you've got Ryan Jack, for instance, who played a lot of football. Lundstrom's, for instance. You've now got Conor Goldson. People are now talking about Tavernier. Will he still be here? So as much as, yeah, you want to freshen up, of course you do. And it can't go on forever. I think you've just got to be careful, but I think that it was the right move for both club and player.
So, Jay, you know, overall, you still remember Conor Goldson quite fondly. You think he's a loss in that sense, or is he associated with too many disappointments over the last few seasons?
I have a mixture of both. Like, I think he's done well, and a lot of respect goes to him. But yeah, it's probably time to go. Like, you know, we need to bring in. I think with him leaving, with Roof going, with Raskin injured, we need 100%, you know, another centre back, another midfielder, another striker to cover those gaps. we've got Saturday coming up very, very, very shortly. and then Tuesday is obviously the Champions League. And, you know, I watch the games at 3, 5 in the morning or 11 p.m., midnight, not midday or 3 p.m. comparatively to here. And I don't know if I can be bothered getting up to watch, Dessers and Nciala and Diomande trying to run the whole midfield by himself without any help. So it's looking quite dire.
What's been bothering me since the start of this call. I'm not saying I've not been listening, but I was trying to figure out 3:30 in the morning, by the way, Jay, what is going on in your night that you can call us at 3:30 a.m.?
Oh, well, no, I'm actually on a holiday with family here in Scotland. So it's
right.
Loving it.
When I was in Melbourne, I was just getting home at halfway.
Oh, that's fine. No excuse then. That's fine. You're from Melbourne. Right, okay. What part of Scotland? Where's home?
Well, Glasgow, Giffnock, so, yeah.
There we go. That's a bit closer then. For what it's worth, it's 6:30 in Giffnock, right? There's no time difference.
I do have a question. It's obviously quite funny talking to you guys. I listen to the Super Scoreboard every single day on the podcast, usually the following day when it gets uploaded. It's funny hearing Gordon Dio's voice. I would have liked to have played you in the Beat the Pundit.
Well, listen, if you're any time, we've had contestants from far-flung regions before. Simon, how do you view it just in terms of overall the size of that story, if you like? Conor Goldson's departure, That's a big piece of news, whether you think he was good or not.
Yeah, as you say, over 300 games at Rangers. He's been there over 6-7 seasons. He was part of the team that got to the Europa League final. But I think I said at the tail end of last year's season that I think guys like this probably are coming to the end of their Rangers career. And I think the manager feels that way as well. I think, obviously, a few have moved on, speculation about Tavernier. But at the same time, as Gordon said there, they're big voids to fill, you know, and Clement's described it yesterday as a massive rebuild. It will be, but I did feel that certain players that was coming to the end of their tenure and they had to move on. And I think he'll, you know, feel a freshness as well going to Limassol, Cyprus, a new club, different challenges for him, but I think it was the right time.
But Jay, overall then, you talk about you don't think you can be bothered getting up in the middle of the night to watch this. So what would it take to get your alarm clock back on track? What can Rangers do in the next couple of weeks that would bring your optimism back?
Well, I'd try and keep Cantwell or Hadji, because I do think that there are those players that can make a difference if they can get their mentality right back in check and, you know, and go for the club and go do it for the fans. But I would definitely get some sort of midfielder in there, an attacker. Maybe try and get Shankland or Yoski over there because they've been there, done it. And then obviously another defender to replace Conor Goldson because he's a huge loss. So, I mean...
Well, that's going to be the next part, isn't it, Gordon? Because presumably then Conor Goldson's departure didn't come as some massive surprise today. We've all known about it for ages, so I don't know what discussions have looked like even prior to that. So is there a plan in place? Is there a succession plan there? Do they have someone that they're ready to press the button on now that Conor Goldson's gone? Because it's easy for us all to say, yeah, maybe the time's right. Time's only right if the next guy's as good, if not better. And then you know for sure that you're taking the sort of experience leadership bit of it away.
Yeah, I totally agree. The one thing that would probably have done for Rangers is Goldson would probably be a high earner. They'd have been top bracket. Yeah. That frees up the wages. Now, you just wonder that if the managers had a word with the board saying, look, if we do get Conor Goldson away, that frees up X amount of pounds. What do I get for that to bring in that replacement? If that conversation's been had, I'd be very surprised that they've not got somebody lined up waiting to come in.
Yeah, because it's not happened yet, but there is this assumption as well that Tavernier goes, Tavernier and Goldson, plus Lundstrom, because I know a lot's always made about Rangers finances and so on, and I get it. But between Tavernier, Goldson, Lundstrom, Roof might actually have been the top four earners, or certainly within that.
And there's a lot of
four of the top six.
There's a lot of experience there as well. My argument there at the end of the season was maybe it was too many familiar faces, and Philippe Clement comes in. He's now got this transfer window Whether he's got the finances, another question, but he's got this first. He's worked with these players for this period of time. He now should have an idea in his head what he wants. And I think that there needs to be a freshness at Rangers. I think you look at the unsuccessful period that they went through, albeit they won the League Cup last year, but it was the same. It was always maybe five, six, seven of the same guys that had been there for a lengthy time. That's all right if you're winning every season, but you know when they don't do that, then I think Clement comes in and wants to freshen it up.
Okay, thanks Jay, who's from Melbourne but is home in Glasgow. Hopefully we'll speak to him soon, even when he returns home. John is on the other line. How's it going, John?
Hi, I'm fine.
What do you think of this Conor Goldson business then?
Well, I was just speaking to your producer there that I was on about Martin Hammond over the rumblings was going on about Tav, Goldson and Barisic. That's three were basic back four away there, and to the naked eye, to my naked eye, Renew, I haven't seen any replacement anywhere near the same quality as A3, and that mean that the new, you know. So that old adage, what should we wish for here? I mean, everybody, it's very, very easy for fans to jump up and down and get rid of this and get rid of that, and there were lost Lundstrom and all, you know. And I heard the same rumblings with Ryan Kent, people getting fed up with Ryan Kent. No replace Ryan Kent either. People need to simmer down and give people a chance. But we've not got the money to go out and buy £4, £5, £6 million players, three or four of them or five of them. What we need to do is we need to watch what we're doing here. We're going to end up worse than what we're now. I mean, I just can't get my head around. Listen, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but I can't get my head around the flack that some of the players are taking regarding one away. And by the way, if somebody that's quite vitriolic on social media today about Conor Goldson was a good servant for Rangers. Just unlucky, he came up against a half decent, better Celtic team, and never got the winning the trophies that Rangers demand. But that's football. But the way they're treating Conor Goldson, Tav, it's not for me. It's not the way Rangers fans should be doing their business. You should be thanking these players for the service they've given to Rangers, because the two of them have been fantastic servants.
What do you make of that take, Gordon? You know, sort of careful what you wish for message from John there.
Yeah, I do agree. I think John makes a lot of good points there. Listen, Goldson, I think it was, I said earlier, Gordon, I think it was a good decision for both, that his race was up. But I would say that Conor Goldson was a very good signing for Rangers. I really do. You look at Tavernier as well. I'm probably one of the few that if I was inside Ibrox just now, I was making a decision, I would probably try and keep Tavernier for another season. Yep. I think he brings a lot to it. Now, I watched him the other day, and I'm not going to deny, I thought defensively he was terrible. In fact, I thought the back four were a shambles, and it really, that's what I'm saying about Conor Goldson. As much as you go, right, we thought he lost a little bit of pace, he looked off it, he'd been left out a little bit with Clement, you were thinking, right, it's end of the road. But you look at that back four that played the other day, and I keep bringing back to it, pre-season is all about fitness and sharpness, but they look like a back four that could easily lose goals and ship goals. So as much as you lose Goldson, I think you've got to be clever enough to say, right, we need somebody in there. I do think Rangers need a centre-back. It'll be interesting to see. I've said for day one that Tavernier would still be in the team by the time it came round to Tynecastle. I may be wrong, it's only Tuesday. But it'll be interesting to see how that develops over the coming weeks as well.
Thank you very much to John, 01419511025. And let me tell you about this. Right, we could be sorting your summer right out with over £250,000. Just imagine, you know that feeling the summer's kind of coming to an end, you're maybe a bit annoyed about that and you're feeling a bit down about things. Well, we could book next year's holiday and the year after that and the year after. How many trips to Arran could you go on for 260
I'd buy
grand?
A ferry.
Seriously.
I'd buy the Calmac.
There we go. So only though if you're in the draw for the cash register. You need to be in the draw obviously to win it. So we're talking £260,000. You need to remember that amount and to enter, text yes to 61025. Text are £2 plus your standard network rate. You can enter at Clyde1.com for £2 or call 0330 880 4523, and the calls are charged at a standard network rate. It's over 18s only. If you've entered since the lines opened last Monday the 22nd, don't worry, you're still in the draw. You don't need to re-enter. You can get all the rules for this Rail Network competition at Clyde1.com. Entries shut at 5pm this Friday the 2nd of August. Answer within five rings if the call comes. Tell us this week's cash register amount and you win that £260,000. And the money would be in your bank within the hour. So for your chance to win all that cash, text yes to 61025.
0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Simon Donnelly's here, Gordon Dalziel is alongside him, and you can get in touch on 0141 951 1025. How are you feeling? Pre-season is done. It is a thing of the past. Even the League Cup group stages, well, I was going to say they're definitely over. I think they're over. There was a bit of debate last night about whether we'd need to see Partick Thistle Motherwell again. It doesn't look like that will be the case, and Partick Thistle will just have to deal with what they feel is a sense of injustice. That's certainly the suggestion this evening. I'd like to speak to you Jags fans on that. If you can find the time between now and 8 o'clock, please do give us a call. Alan's a Rangers fan. I think continuing on from the theme before the break, which was Conor Goldson is no longer a Rangers player. What do you make of it, Alan?
How are you doing, guys? You all right?
Good. You?
Aye, great, great.
Good.
I just feel as if there's a little bit too much stick being given to Conor today on social media. The boy came in from Brighton about 6 years ago following a major heart problem, and his professional record has been unbelievable at our club.
Yeah, I mean, you mean in terms of like availability, Alan? I mentioned it earlier, and I get why people might scoff and say, you know, is it really a big deal that someone's available all the time? But the reality is, like, take Rangers as an example. The lack of availability has really held you back in recent times, hasn't it?
Of course, I accept that. I mean, I was lucky enough to play professional football, not quite the same level as Simon and the Dazzler, but I have the experience of it. I know how difficult it is. And I just feel the guy's been mistreated a little bit for his service he gave the club.
What do you make of that? Is that fair, Gordon? Is that...
Well, I've not looked at the social media, Gordon, so I'm not up to date with what the Rangers fans are saying. But if they're criticising him, look, everybody's got their own right, own opinion. But I would be a bit disappointed with that. I think that Conor Goldson, over the piece, has been a real good servant to Rangers. We all agree that near the end of his career, he went off the boil a little bit, maybe lost that little pace, bit of pace. Rangers were, you know, probably in a bad place in the fact that they were trying to get the league, but Celtic were just too strong for them. And I think a lot of Rangers fans looked at the team a bit disappointed. They started, you know, looking for small things, criticising players. You know, the usual suspects come in, Taverniers, the Goldsons, the Lundstroms, whatever. But taking Goldson and taking the service and the amount of games, I remember about 2 or 3 years ago, I think he was in running for Player of the Year. Yeah. He was that good. So I'm a bit disappointed with that, but look, everybody nowadays has got their opinion on players, and I know that some Rangers fans out there, they're still angry. They're angry with the way that probably the season finished. They're angry with the way that they're looking at, we've now got to play our games at Hampden. They were probably hoping the manager would get backed a lot more, but I just don't like it when they take it out on players that have left the club now that, for me, have been good servants to the club.
I suppose that both things can be true, Simon, in that you can think that he had dipped at the end of last season whilst also thinking he was still Rangers' best centre-back option, I guess. Is that,
accurate? I think every time you would look at a Rangers starting 11, you'd expect to see Goldson in that on the team sheet. And to hold down that position for such a length of time at Rangers, you know, you have to take your hat off to that. But I just think it's the right time. You made a good point earlier on, though. It's only the right time if he's replaced with suitable quality. And that will that time will tell with that one, you know, because I think John, the last caller, said something about three out of the back four that you would recognise with Rangers, three of them possibly might not be there for the start of the season. So you have to replace these guys with similar, if not better, quality. And then maybe the fans that are getting them stick just now might notice, you know, better the devil you know sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I certainly think it's the right time for him to move on. I think he'll get a freshness from it as well, you know, maybe getting a bit of stick. I know social media at times probably better not looking at it. But I think it's just the right time for both parties. But from Rangers' point of view, they have to replace him, you know, with suitable quality.
So Alan, you think that's a real pressure signing, that, for the Rangers recruitment team? They're already under the spotlight, and we read out bits from John Bennett's interview last night talking about the money that had been spent, player trading model, so on. You think this is a real top priority, clearly, to fill this void well?
Yeah, of course there's a definite void, but I feel to Gordon and Simon spoke firstly about the situation the way I feel about it. I haven't been a player before as well. I don't know if we're going to be able to get the quality in time, whether we have to go with the young boys who bought, and just it's going to be a long, hard season, I think, now compared to the way Celtic are at the moment, because very strong. So we can only live in hope.
Yeah, Gordon, that just seems to be the theme. I said it earlier, came in with no preconceptions last night, returning and seeing what the mood was, and it feels like the Rangers fans need something to really kind of G them up and give them that optimism that's usually there ahead of the new season. I guess I actually hate the phrase marquee signing, that's not what I mean, but a perceived good replacement for Gunnar Goldson is a bare minimum then.
For the Rangers fans, it's got to be really interesting the start of the season, Gordon. They need a good start at Tynecastle. Let's not be kiddied here. I think if Rangers pitch up at Tynecastle and lose the game, then I think on Monday we can do a 5-hour show, never mind 2 hours. I think the Rangers fans will not be happy at all. You look at Hearts, they're not in great form either. You know, they went down to Fleetwood and were easily beaten. They're coming in for a bit of criticism. I look at Rangers' last pre-season game. They lost 4 goals. Yes, it is pre-season. But if you lose 4 goals, you're thinking, well, there's still a bit of work to be done in the defence. And that's why I think that getting rid of Goldson, but obviously Goldson leaving the club, it frees up that big wage. And surely Rangers would have known that, and they'll probably have someone ready to step in. Just now they're looking at guys like Balogun still there, King come on the other day there, Ben Davies is there, Suter, but I think they need a bit more in that centre defence for me.
Yeah, well, thank you to Alan for sharing his thoughts. Not a lot of optimism there for the new season. Jack Butland, though, the Rangers goalie, says he is happy with how the pre-season's gone. He knows they've been written off before, he says, and he's looking to prove any doubters wrong.
Pre-season is about getting people through it. It's about getting the fitness levels up. It's about finding out about each other. It's about integrating the new boys. Yes, there's been changes and people that have left, but that's part and parcel of football. It happens at every football club every summer. Yes, we've got some challenges, but that's what it's about playing for this football club. There's always going to be challenges, but it's an honour and a privilege to play for the club, and we stick together and we push. We've enjoyed pre-season. You can paint any picture, as I said, you like about results and this, that and the other. We debrief everything, we go for everything, we learn from mistakes, and we learn from the good stuff as well. So we're happy with how it's gone. Boys are fit and healthy, and we're looking forward to Saturday. Not looking for excuses. You mentioned the stadium, this, that and the other. It's part and parcel of what we've got to deal with this year, and we just got to get on with it, and something that as a goalie unit, as a group, we're looking forward to. People always write us off, mate. I think that's one thing that as time's gone by at this football club needs to embrace being written off. We've been written off before, we say it, words are words. We've got to go and show it now. Certainly something that I believe we can do.
Yeah, it was Jack Butland talking to Sky yesterday about the season ahead and the way pre-season has gone. I'm always interested to see, you know, who's trained well over the summer, who comes back in tip-top shape, and none more so than when we play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun. For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Have you heard? Huge news on the Beat the Pun. Forget Conor Goldson leaving.
Who's
forget
happening?
Motherwell's new 15 syllable signing. Forget Matt O'Reilly's
Hannah
future.
Get beat.
The big news in Scottish football is that the pundits are 0 from 1 for the new season.
Hold on. Who's on last night?
Marvin and Roger.
Well, let's not guess that one.
or did he win, actually? No, you've now worried me. No, I think he lost. Oh my goodness, I'm all over the place with memory. He did lose. He did. He lost in the tiebreaker. The other big news, he's not happy about it. The Anorak, he's on -2. Roger Hammond.
-2.
We've had to.
For 30 seconds.
Well, we put him on -1 and he still didn't lose the entirety of last season. You sound like, has he been on to you? Has he been on to you to try and get me to change my mind?
I'm waiting for him walking on at 5 o'clock with Bradley Walsh.
Exactly. Right, we need to bring him down a peg or two.
If you give him -2. So which sign are you?
I'll crack the jokes, right?
+2.
01419511025. Beat the Pundit is back for the new season. Can you add to the Pundit's misery from last... Just imagine we went like weeks into the new season
and nobody won.
Without the Pundit's winning. You have to call before 7 o'clock. Let's hear you.
Tackle the headlines. 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon DL and Simon Donnelly are here. It's 01419511025, and the return of the league season in Scotland is just days away. The Championship, of course, kicks off on Friday, and then on to the full card, or the bigger card if you like, Saturday, Sunday, even Monday, Premiership action.
Yep.
Fill your boots. We are back with a bang, hopefully, and we're looking forward to it. We'll build up all week here on Clyde One Super Scoreboard. 01419511025 to join in. Lots of reaction so far on Conor Goldson's departure. If you want to keep going on that, you can do. Get your calls in. We're about to hear from Callum McGregor, so it might be a good opportunity for you Celtic fans to join in. And by no means done with you Partick Thistle fans, because that story has developed. It looks like there will be no replay of that Motherwell Cup game in light of the drama that took place at Fir Park at the weekend. Are you disappointed? Are you angry? Do you take it on the chin? Do let us know, and we will play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Right, it is Beat the Pundit time. The stakes are high already. That's the thing. There's no room to just settle into the new season. You know, straight in, as the cliche goes, you've got to hit the ground running. The 3 points are worth the same at this part 100%. Of the season as they are at the end. And we're one night in.
We've had no pre-season though.
And the pundits haven't won a game yet. Marvin Bartley,
South of France, Arden,
disgracing it last night.
I don't get papers.
He probably got his first. Sorry to the people of Arden if you're listening. But anyway, let's see what we've got tonight. I should have actually brought up the final list from last season. I don't think it would have made good reading for you, that final league table.
I wasn't last.
You hoping for a better campaign this time around?
No, really.
Don't care, so, really.
I really don't bother.
You didn't travel well, did you, at the Euros?
Oh,
you
terrible.
Got battered all over Germany.
No, I lost 4-1-2.
It was a difficult summer for you.
It was a difficult summer.
You weren't in great physical condition for some of those Beat the Pundits.
Hold on.
Yeah, exactly. The event itself might have been one day.
Yeah.
But the knock-on effects, I'd say, were five.
Yeah, maybe.
So I think
you're on stage. We're on stage somewhere, you know.
They too were. Aye, yeah.
We're everywhere.
Dancing.
We were everywhere. Everywhere but nowhere.
It was the bit where he was sitting watching the stage that you need to worry about. But we'll get to that at another show somewhere down the line. Connor is in the East End. How's it going, Connor?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Have you ever played Beat the Pundit before?
No.
See, this is what I love. We're two nights in, two debutantes as well for the new season. Connor, how do you usually do at home?
No, I do well. I normally do get 6 or 7.
Oh, you two are up against it. You're
confident.
Up against it.
Connor is confident.
I love Connor. Sometimes he gets 7, even though I only fit five questions in. Yeah. That's how good he is. Let's find out. I said it last night. I've got options, currency options this season, 10p, 50p. Someone told me this 1 euro is all you brought back from Germany in the summer.
Well, it cost that much. I was buying everything.
And I've been disinfecting it constantly since you get back. So I don't know where it's been.
Oh, I know where it's been.
Because usually use notes for that sort of stuff. Yeah, but anyway, right. Heads, it will be Simon Donnelly. Tails, Gordon DL. I can sense some tension in here. I feel like there's some nerves.
No, not at all.
From you two. It's heads.
Oh.
You've got an extra couple of days to recover, Gordon Dale.
Look at his face. He's just went white. You know, the first thing he says to me tonight, right, when we sat down, he went, oh, but I don't get beat the pun tonight.
I've told you. Guy's not got a care in the world. So
I usually grind out a
Come on, mate.
The guy's got, he's got flip-flops on.
Yeah,
I
know, I couldn't believe
he's
that.
He's checked out. He's come he's in. He's not back yet.
He's come in with cut-off jeans, levies.
There's a little bit of sunshine in
there. Cut-off levies and a pair of flip-flops.
Unbelievable. Right, anyway, give Simon Donnelly some greatest hits radio to listen to. Connor, I know you will know the rules, but for anyone who doesn't, 30 seconds, answer as many as you can and just pass if you do not know the answer, okay?
Yeah.
Good man. 30 seconds on the clock and your time starts now. Which outfield player played the most games for Celtic last season?
Matt Riley.
Which current English Premier League side did Conor Goldson join Rangers from?
Brighton.
How many games are in a Scottish Premiership season?
38.
Who did Scotland play in their second game at the Euros?
Switzerland.
Apart from Celtic, which other team have spent 100 consecutive seasons in the top flight?
Abbott Motherwell.
Which Scotland international has joined Torino from Southampton?
Josh Doig.
In what decade did Rangers last make it out of the Champions League group stages? Which decade?
2000.
Okay, let's bring him back. Simon Donnelly.
You're
not in France now, boy.
Yeah,
are you ready?
I'm back.
I'm with you. You'll get this.
I'm not listening to a word you're saying.
I'm telling you, go.
Are you just curiosity, what do you think? New tactics for this season for you? Are you going to continue being a pest and annoying your partners?
Is that not giving them confidence?
No, I don't think they like it.
Double bluff.
Honestly, mate, I'm no kidding you on. You'll get one.
30 seconds on the clock, Simon Donnelly. And
let's
your
go.
Time starts now. Which outfield player played the most games for Celtic last season?
Matt O'Reilly.
Which current English Premier League side did Conor Goldson join Rangers from?
Brighton.
How many games are in a Scottish Premiership season for each team?
38.
How did Scotland play in their second game at the Euros?
Switzerland.
Apart from Celtic, which other side have spent 100 consecutive seasons in the top flight?
Motherwell.
Which Scotland international has joined Torino from Southampton?
Pass. I missed that. I was coincidentally put me off there.
What do you think, Connor?
I think I've got it.
Oh no.
Oh, hold on a minute. You were 6 or 7 a minute ago. Now you're, I think I've got it.
What was the last question there?
I got about 6 or 7.
Exactly. I thought maybe I went slow tonight. Maybe I've not quite recovered from my summer break. Let's find out. Let's go through it.
Might be Armstrong.
Will you two be quiet?
Sorry.
Honestly,
I can't believe you said Motherwell.
Let's go through them bit by bit. First one, which outfield player has played the most games for Celtic last season? I have to say, amazed by this. You both went Matt O'Reilly. You were apparently both wrong. Apparently Kyogo played one more. I was astonished at that.
Oh, no, I never got that.
Kyogo played that.
I would have gone Matt O'Reilly all day long. According to our researchers, who are never wrong, 38 for him and 37 for O'Reilly.
Right.
So Kyogo featured in every Premiership game. There you go. You learn something new every day. Brighton was Conor Goldson's previous club. You both got it. You both got 38 games in a Premiership season for each team. You both got Switzerland, the second game of Euro 2024. I just remember the games as to what sort of condition you were in
so
by that stage. And that
I was starving by the last one. That's how I know it's hungry.
Actually, the Switzerland game was. That wasn't a great spell for you.
No, that was the middle of the road for
me. Because it was the trip from Munich to Cologne. That was a bad few days.
That was a bad few days.
It was low. A real, real low point.
It was.
Those couple of days.
Yeah, you wouldn't recognise me, mate. I was a loner. I went myself. I want it home.
Yeah, it's funny that he went away himself a few times around those days. And in fact, was that because it was in Cologne? That was when you hit rock bottom. When you
I may be gone a while.
He got his bare feet out in a coffee shop as well. His blisters were killing him. There was a tiny wee coffee shop, and there was this old German couple sitting right next to us. He's whipped his horrible trotters out, stuck them straight up in the table in a coffee shop, and got Shane, who was doing our videos, to put his plasters on his feet. Oh, honestly. Anyway, before put anyone else off their dinner, the next question: you both made the same mistake.
Oh dear. What was it?
Do you know the thing is, Connor, you almost got it, and I have to take your first answer, but you didn't quite finish
question?
It. Apart from Celtic, which other side have spent 100 consecutive seasons in the top flight?
I'll go Aberdeen.
It is Aberdeen. Connor went Motherwell, And you said Motherwell.
Motherwell as well.
Motherwell have been in there for quite some time.
I know,
just
but they
not
were
not that
the
long in the 80s. So you disappointed.
3-3?
Yes, you were disappointing.
Because of that, I didn't quite catch the last.
Shea Adams has moved from Connor. Southampton to Torino.
Did he get that?
He didn't get it either. No.
I tell you what, he's good at four. He's good at getting six or seven, eh?
Hold on a minute. When
does he get them?
On a minute.
The next day when he sees the answers.
It's all about winning. And Connor got one more question. Oh. Simon ran out of time. He was still on French time, kicking back. In what decade did Rangers last make it out of the Champions League group stages? It was the 2000s. And Connor got it. Connor wins. The sign ball is on its way to the East End. And the pundits are 0-2 to start the new season.
What was that? 5-4? 4-3?
4-3.
4-3.
Well done, Connor. As well.
Well done,
it's
Connor.
Not all about you. You didn't even play. Just your moment will come. Just you sit back. Connor, how does that feel? You've embarrassed the pundits at the start of the new season. Well done to you.
Scraped it, but I'll take it.
No, Connor.
You always take it, Connor. Definitely.
They don't do that. They always act as if they had it all under control and every win counts the same. So you take it, Connor, and enjoy the sign ball when it arrives.
No worries. Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Good well done, mate.
You and Big Marv are got to be.
Listen, see, after my summer, I'm happy with a solid three. Normally that would win for me.
Adams, Aberdeen.
You were saying Armstrong a minute ago.
No, I told you, Adam. Aberdeen.
Matter really.
I gave you them all.
Honestly, rubbish from you. Anyway, 01419511025 is the number that you need. Let's hear a bit from the Celtic captain, Callum McGregor. It would be a good time for you Celtic fans to join in with us. Let us know how you're feeling about pre-season, about signings and so on, or if there's a direct response to these Callum McGregor clips we're going to play you. We'll take that as well. We said it on the show, there's already a sort of mood building where Celtic fans are pretty happy, obviously, by and large, would maybe want more, but happy with last season, happy with pre-season. And the Rangers fans are phoning in, you know, annoyed about the stadium, wondering what the squad rebuild's going to look like, and so on. The Celtic captain says they're just busy focusing on themselves, not taking notice of what's happening elsewhere. And he does believe, despite it being slow so far, the Celtic are doing everything they can to strengthen their squad.
Nah, to be honest, it's not something that we've spoke about, we've looked at. You know, we have our own set of problems and set of challenges that we have to continue to face in order to get better as a club and as a squad and players. So we're too busy trying to demand the very best of each other. And what will be all the things that we can control. We are trying to control them and trying to push and demand as much as we can for the players. So I'm sure once the season starts, everything will sort itself out. The squad is good. The squad has got good quality. I think we've seen that over, you know, probably the last 2 or 3 years. Some a real good core there. And it's just continued to try and build on it. You know, we don't have the resources of some of the big guns, but you know, the club are trying their best to bring us quality. That's what we want as players. You know, we want to add to the squad as much competition as we possibly can. Drives up performance, drives up the standards and training as well. And ultimately, that's how you're successful. So
is that something you did actively? I'm not going to ask you because you're selfish. It was all about you, and the thought of someone taking your jersey would have, you know, sent you into a spin. But to you, Simon, who's at least fair minded, did you always, even if you had a good season, even if you had won stuff or, you know, performed well, did you always want other players to come just because you knew that it would give the full place a boost and refresh things?
For me at Celtic, I did, I think good players coming into a squad, you're working with them day to day, only helps you. Yeah, you've got to be on your toes because you don't want to give away your position in the team. But I think that just creates another bit of desire and hunger to go and try and keep your place in the team. Speaking from my experience, some of the players that came in over my time there definitely improved me, because if you play with better players, I think your game comes on as well. Unless you're somebody like Lionel Messi who can do it all himself, it's a team game, and when players come in, they bring a freshness, and you can pick up little bits off them as well. So I think it's exactly right what Callum said there. They've got a good base, albeit we're speculating there might be one or two on the way out, but they've got a good base, and it's now about adding. I think Brendan Rodgers said early in pre-season, yes, he could go out and put five or six players in, but it's not about that. It's getting the right players in that will push the guys that are already in the team.
Yeah, let's bring in Jim, who's a Celtic fan. Jim, what's on your mind then, personnel-wise, transfers in and out?
Hi guys, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
I just wanted to say I'm quite chuffed the way Celtic have sort of handed themselves pre-season. You've had all the Matt O'Reilly people making bids and things like that. The boy's happy, and it's not even affected him in anything he's done pre-season. I watched them games pre-season, and the guy's just putting 100% in all the time. He doesn't let it get to him. And if he does go, listen, I don't want him to, but if he does go, he goes with my blessing. But Brendan Rodgers has got something going on again. If you're happy, you're happy. Stay here. We don't want you to go. But it'll take big bucks to come and get him. And Callum McGregor said there just in your a couple of minutes ago, mm-hmm. We're in a good place at the minute. We've not got anybody asking us to go. Sorry, other end of the city. But we've not got anybody saying we want to leave. We want to do this. We want to do that. We're harmonising. It's class. I know it's horrible, but hey, it's great fun at the minute.
I thought Jim was maybe giving us the local angle because he's a Celtic fan. He's in Southampton. I noticed they're one of the latest clubs to be linked with Matt O'Reilly. But Jim's expecting him to be staying in Glasgow for the time being. You're not so confident, are you?
Listen, just I really hope he does. I agree with Jim there. Watching him pre-season, I think he's taken off from where he finished last season. It was, for me, Celtic's top player last year. Assists, goals, his all-round play. There's nothing more would make me happy if Matt O'Reilly stays. There's just always that but because of the nature of the league we're in and all these other leagues having so much more money. So, you know, we've seen it time and time again before. But, you know, if August the 30th or whenever the window comes and Matt O'Reilly's still a Celtic player, then we'll be delighted.
Yeah, I think it's a compliment to Matt O'Reilly that there's so many clubs looking and obviously would like his services. The boy, I totally agree with the caller. I don't think Matt O'Reilly's one of these boys that will again let it get to him, chap the door and say, look, I want out of here, I want to leave Celtic. If it happens, it happens. But Simon's right. Nowadays, you look at other clubs, Southampton, for instance, Premier League, the amount of money that they would offer Matt O'Reilly would be incredible compared to what he's got at Celtic. And as much as Celtic are a massive club, and you'll hear Celtic fans shouting down the floor.
Famously not in the Premier League currently, though.
Right, but they're a Premier League club. But they're a team that can pay.
No, they are. Sorry. Yeah. Promoted, my bad.
Yeah. I was a bit worried Gordon. Just... they're a club that can pay a lot of money. And money nowadays talks. And I know that Celtic fans will say, we're a far bigger club than what Southampton are. But in the scheme of the financial side of it, Southampton can pay way over the odds for Matt O'Reilly if it is Southampton. But I think there's other, obviously, clubs out there willing to take him if it can get him at the right price. But Celtic will not sign unless it's right, unless it's right for them as well. So I think Celtic are in a good position for Matt O'Reilly, because he's not got to chap Brendan Rodgers' door down. And if Celtic get the right money, they can turn around and say, look, we can't refuse that sort of money for a player. And obviously we can't stand the lad's way if he wants to go and try something different. Plus the financial benefits for him will be incredible. So just now with the Matt O'Reilly situation, I think Celtic will feel very comfortable with it.
Yeah, you sound pretty confident, Jim, pretty optimistic. You're not one of these Celtic fans then who thinks, you know, you should have done more by now and wondering where the signings are coming from. You sound pretty relaxed about it.
I'm pretty relaxed. I think Brendan Rodgers is he knows what he wants. We've not had any crazy bids for other people. All it is social media saying this one's interested in Matt O'Reilly or Hatate or whatever. But the boys have just cracked on and got on with it. I just like that the way we are at the minute. And if Matt O'Reilly goes, whether it's Southampton or not, I wish him all the best, because, you know, I wouldn't want to stop or stand in the guy's way, but he doesn't seem to want to go. Celtic are a massive club. You know, it might not all be about money. I know that's difficult for a lot of people to understand, but Celtic are one of the biggest clubs in Europe. That's not bad to keep winning trophies and what have you.
I think the problem with that, though, Jim, because you're partly right, but is that not where the problem lies? Because if it was about size of club, players would never really leave Celtic. What player leaves Celtic for a bigger club? And you know, you can add Rangers into that. That the size of these clubs in Scotland it's never about that, really, is it? Because if it was, very few would leave.
I know what you're saying. I think Matt O'Reilly has bought into Celtic for the last 2 or 3 years. I think he's bought into it, and not everybody leaves for dough. I know what you're saying, guys, and you're 100% right, but the best Celtic player of all time never left for dough. He stayed, he honoured his contract, and then he went for money. And I hope that Matt O'Reilly is the same ilk as Henrik. But if he does, he goes with my blessings. If he goes and betters himself, I would go. If somebody offered me more money for a job I do now, I'd go.
I think the problem with it is, Gordon, we put two and two together. It might come with more money, but chances are it's also going to go hand in hand with a bigger league,
yeah,
and a different opportunity, whatever that might look like. It's not even about Matt O'Reilly. I'm talking generally when these things come around. It's not purely about that salary. If it's Southampton that we were talking about,
it's a Premier League,
singles Premier League, plus the money. Yeah. Whether it will, again, it looks like some of the bids are way off what Celtic want, but you know, was it Atalanta, some of the other clubs? It's not just the salary, it's the chance to go and.
Of course it is. And one thing you've got to say, if he does end up in the Premier League, he deserves to go to the Premier League. I take on board that Rangers fans and Celtic fans always have this, we're a bigger club, and I take that. But a player's career is very, very short, and the money that's thrown about nowadays is incredible. Matt O'Reilly, I think, would be quite happy. If Celtic don't accept the fee for him, I think Matt O'Reilly will get his head
down.
What's
he got left?
Yeah, he signed a decent contract, didn't he?
I think he would just go and play his football. I think he enjoys playing at Celtic Football Club. But if someone comes along and it's good enough for Celtic and they think, this is an offer we can't refuse, then it works in hand with Matt O'Reilly. And that's why I'm saying, I think Celtic's situation with Matt O'Reilly now is very, very comfortable for both parties.
You've not got a guy there that, you know, you've seen players in the past that maybe spit the dummy and there's problems. I don't see that. Every time I listen to him, I think he's a level-headed guy. I think he's very focused. And he's comfortable in his own shoes now, just at Celtic. You know, as he said there, he's taken off where he left last season in terms of pre-season. Scores a lovely goal, I think it was against, was it City, Chelsea? I can't remember. And he looks as if he's just taken off where he left. I don't think he's going to rock the boat. But if something comes along which suits both parties, then, that would be the obvious. As I say, we've looked at players before, your Van Dijks and guys of that ilk, you know, they've moved on. But from a Celtic point of view, I hope he sticks around.
0141 951 1025. Get your thoughts in if you want to keep going on that topic. What about you, Partick Thistle fans? How are you taking the news? Or anyone really who's interested, because it's the type of story that I think maybe goes beyond just Thistle fans. What about the news that it doesn't look like they will get that replay against Motherwell after the problems in the cup at the weekend? Get your thoughts over to us right now if you can, and we'll speak to you next.
Taking your calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon DL and Simon Donnelly are here. You usually at this time have to put your minds together on the full-time teaser, don't you? I've got a nice surprise for you.
Nothing
for the
tonight.
First week, we'll ease you in. Not nice and gently. We'll leave it for this week and we'll bring it back when the competitive
edges,
football league football starts.
All right.
At the weekend. What that does mean for you is you've got a few more days to come up with your questions, because that's the aim of the game on the full-time teaser, is you come up with the questions and we try and ask the pundits to answer your trivia questions. So if you've got one up your sleeve or you want to create one, email it over to us, fulltime@clyde1.com, and we'll try and use it throughout the season. It's going to be a long old season, so we'll need lots of your questions. Get them into us, please, on that email address. If you want to call tonight, please do. You can tweet tonight, let us know what's on your mind, where you're at, what you're up to, how you're feeling about the new season. We are here from you. We've already had a second casualty on Beat the Pundit. Connor beat Simon Donnelly. Do you know who Connor's the happiest man in Glasgow in the West. Do you know who the second happiest man is?
Marvin
Bartley. Straight on. Welcome back, Si, he says, with the old laughing faces.
Oh,
he was straight off, he was listening.
That'll be a good challenge between you and him this year, I think.
Oh, I beat him every season.
He was delighted, I think.
Where's he put that?
Oh, he just sent me a message. He was hurt.
He's not very good at this.
He's very supportive, Big Melvin. Very supportive.
When he's down, he wants everybody to be the same level.
That's Rich coming from you.
I tried to give Simon all the confidence in the world tonight. Unfortunately, he didn't take it.
He didn't listen.
My pet talk didn't work.
Anyway, just before the break, we were talking Celtic's transfers and so on. And Matt O'Reilly's name naturally keeps coming up. Celtic fans are desperate to keep him. It's nothing sinister, it's just a compliment. He's very good, had a very good season, hence why there would be interest. So we'll see how it plays out. Callum McGregor was speaking today, and obviously he says he would love to see his fellow midfielder stay this season.
Yeah, for sure. He's a top player, he's developed into a top player. So of course we want to keep him. We want to keep all the good ones if we can. Again, that's probably up to the club and obviously Matt as well. But, you know, he seems focused at the minute. Until that changes, then he's a Celtic player and we want to keep him as a Celtic player.
There we go. Don't expect him to say anything different, but I'm sure his teammates really do appreciate the contribution he has been making. What about Alec, who's a Celtic fan? Who's on your mind tonight, Alec?
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Hi, Alec.
Good to talk. I mean, I know everyone's a wee bit unhappy about the lack of signing so far with Celtic. We seem to be chasing this boy either. Not going to have the right answers that we're looking for. I'm wondering if Celtic should go for Cyril Dessers.
I'm waiting on the punchline, Alec.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is that Rangers fans don't seem to like the guy. He scored 22 goals last season. They're all clamouring for Shankland. So if Celtic take Dessers, Rangers can go and get Shankland and everybody's happy.
I'd well just hanging up the headset like if that happens. Just you wouldn't top that in Scottish football.
No, you
wouldn't. Drama stakes.
I
would
like
you?
That. See, Dessers, I'm so looking forward to him this year. I watched him that pre-season game. What a terrific goal he scored! He's one of these players, right? You love him one Saturday, and you're thinking he's put his boots on the wrong feet the next Saturday. He's just one of the players, isn't he? But I think what Alec rightly says, he comes in for a lot of criticism from Rangers supporters. He bagged 22 goals.
22
last
goals,
yeah. Right, so you're agreeing with Alec that Celtic should try and sign him?
All day long.
It's not the conversation I expected to be having, I must say.
No. Not going to happen. But I will say, 22 goals is a decent return, but no. No.
Alec, we will read into anything we can during pre-season. There is no Adam Ida for Norwich's friendly against Hoffenheim tonight. I don't know, is that some sort of sign that he's on his way and potentially to Celtic?
I really don't think that we should be chasing him as hard as we are to prepare for Norwich. I mean, he contributed the Scottish Cup and hasn't scored, but I think the big boy for Aberdeen, Miowski, is a better prospect.
See,
I really
the difference there, I like Miowski, I think everybody does. Aberdeen probably looking for top dollar for him. Certainly, the argument will be, well, we've got the money, we can go and afford that.
Would it be much different, though, from Ida?
No, this is my point. Ida's been in with Brendan Rodgers. Yeah. He knows the club. He scored goals. Celtic know what he can do. I've seen many a player, and you've probably seen it yourself, Simon, from the Aberdeens, the Hibs, Dundee United's, Dundee, and teams like that, going to big clubs like Celtic and just can't perform.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not saying Mahovsky's in that camp, but Ida, they know what they're getting.
Yeah.
And they know what they're getting for their money. So if I had the choice, I'd probably go for Ida for next year.
I don't know. That, for some reason, this kept happening last season. No one's asking anyone to choose between the two. No. And it's just automatically Celtic fans are doing this.
Go for both.
saying, you know, linking the two of them, whether they think they're the same sort of profile or same price bracket, I don't know. Adam Ida's absence for Norwich tonight might be cleared up at full time when the manager says, oh, he's just got a bit of a knock and he'll play the next friendly. I don't know. But I say, this, you feed off scraps at this time of the season, don't you?
We do. We just don't know. There'll be speculation after speculation, but what Daz says there as well, you know, I lean towards that as well. It's an obvious one. I said at the end of the season on one of the shows that the guy came in, there was a bit of scepticism with him in terms of nobody knew who he was at the start, and he scored some really important goals in that last few months running. None more so than the cup final winner. But four or five, there was I touched on it before, third part when Celtic looked dead and buried, he came back and got another couple of goals. It turned that game for them. And I agree with what Daz is saying there. He's shown that he can handle that jersey, because that was a pressurised situation he came into at the turn of the year, you know, when the race was on for the title, and he showed he could handle it.
Fairly difficult, Gordon, because I've seen Celtic fans maybe a bit impatient about this one and say, you know, this one should have been a no-brainer because he was there and he clearly liked it and finished the season well, and why is this one taking so long? But until such times as Norwich want to play ball, if they do, if Celtic are trying to make it happen, it's maybe not as straightforward as that because of, you know, the managerial situation at his parent club as well.
100%. I think if it had been the same manager, the deal would have been done, Gordon. As simple as that. He goes back down there, the manager comes in and says, no, I want to assess the full squad. He might have looked at him in training, pre-season games and thinking, no, he's a kind of striker that I like. You know, managers have got different opinions about different players and the style of football they want to play. He might just fit into what Norrie's want now. Yeah. It's amazing all of a sudden you think you're leaving the club, you become an important player. But the new manager's probably assessing him thinking, no, I might want him to stay and take us forward, but I think Celtic will, behind the scenes, be trying to do everything to get him in.
Well, I mean, Alex's general point was, I think he said something like, we shouldn't be chasing him as hard as we are. I don't really know if that is the case, do you, behind closed doors?
But listen,
I think because it's not
negotiations
reached
can,
a kind of conclusion
for
people
yet. Yeah,
and
then there's another couple of clubs speculation there that are apparently interested, and you think, are these getting thrown out to try and up the price? We don't know what's going on behind the scenes. What I would say is, from Celtic's point of view, they know what they're getting with Ida, and I'd imagine in his 4 or 5 months at Celtic, he would have really enjoyed it. You know, he became a bit of a hero, scoring the winner in the cup final. There's Champions League football around the corner for them, and, you know, he'll know the guys in the dressing room. I think he would want to come.
And there's nothing worse, because we're at that stage where people are pouring over the team lines in pre-season friendlies. I notice people are looking at his Instagram and where he is and where he isn't, and whether he's smiling or whether he's not. And it's like you enjoy looking at your Instagram over
it's
the
good,
summer just to see what you're up to. I can always tell. I think my favourite, you went through a real spell just in the summer when we came back from Germany that I could tell you were out a lot, and you were just sort of living it up. That was the impression I got.
I let my hair down, as they say in the trade.
My favourite one was because I've just got, I'm looking at your Instagram
Where's that one?
It's, you've posted the same picture twice, just right next to each other. So if you go onto your, and you've still not noticed it clearly. So if you go onto your Instagram, there's you and your mate, not entirely sure of his name. I don't know if you want to make him famous. Hi, Bomber. But if you scroll to the next post, it's just the same
different
picture.
Different comment.
No, the first one doesn't have a caption. Second one does.
Do you know how to delete it?
Mate, no, I'm terrible.
Leading to the obvious question, though, what is a 62-year-old man doing in Wonder Bar in town on a Friday night? That's the question.
That was a sad afternoon, wasn't it? I was out shopping.
But see, I remember really enjoying that when I saw it, because he's posted the picture and I thought, yep, he's on, he's out, he's having a good time. And then he just posted that again, just for good measure. Same picture.
Somebody says to me the other day, you need a manager to organise your Instagram. I'm terrible, man. I'm not even good at pictures, right? The boys, see, when I was taking pictures in Germany, he was
painful to watch.
Yeah, he was disgusted with me. I've never seen him.
You've been trying to celeb spot. I see you posted a picture of you and Martin Compston at a wee golf day.
Then some guy
from Coronation Street. Who's he?
I don't watch Coronation Street.
Hold on. So that's Adam from Coronation Street. Adam, apparently, from Coronation Street.
Are you joking?
I don't watch Corey.
Nah, not for me, that.
I watch Corey.
He recognised me. I couldn't believe that. I was honestly over a minute when he came up and started speaking to me. I was really starstruck, because
I'm still a Corey fan. Still.
I don't watch
remember
it.
I used to watch the Omnibus twice, yeah, just to make sure you didn't miss anything.
I don't watch it as much now, but I'm
still big into it.
Yeah.
You've been watching the Olympics. I've got you down as an Olympic man. I can just see you, whether, I don't know, the beach volleyball or whatever, some niche sport.
I watched
sport
a bit of the volleyball this morning.
I like the shooting. What's your favourite? I like the shooting.
I enjoyed that this morning. It's not called shooting though, is it? Yes, it is.
I was watching it. And
the bow and arrow thing. The Archery.
Bow and arrow thing.
The archery.
It's amazing you've not been invited to the Robin Hood Paris.
Sherwood Forest.
The Robin Hood competition, it's called. I like that sort of thing. I think the Olympics have. I like the track events because I was very good runner.
I was going to say, what do you think your event would be?
If you
had to get 800. For some reason, there's like a sickness bug.
800 meters would be your.
815.
Strikes down Team GB and they need to call you up
run.
For an event currently. What are you going for?
800.
Still?
Yeah.
You can't run.
Oh, just now?
Yes.
The walking.
Walking, what?
Well, you walk a bit like that anyway because of your
hip. Yeah, I couldn't do any of the.
Oh, you're slow. You were lagging behind me and Mark in Germany all the time.
In your heyday, did you not. Were you not.
Very quick?
No, striker.
I was very, very
quick.
Race. So you think in your pomp 800?
I was brilliant at 800 when I was.
800 is two laps.
What do you find? Mate, I was hoping for something more.
I know, but what I used to do was get myself in a good, comfortable position because I'd speed. Seeing I come round the last bend, Lackey Stewart. Away I went. Head up. No, that was head up one.
A bit boring, huh? I thought you'd pick something a bit more colourful.
Like what? The shot pump?
I know you're scared of heights, so the diving's off. I watched a bit of that yesterday. That's
I can't
not
dive.
I've
never dived into a pool in my life.
With the best one in the world.
A belly flapper, I couldn't, and with this nose, I'd probably sink. I'm not really a good swimmer.
I'm not a good swimmer. Something on dry land for you.
Javelin was never up my street. No. I'm quite good at the hurdles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, over I went.
What's
always counted.
With the horse and the.
Equestrian?
No, not that horse.
The dressage?
No.
In the gymnastics?
The pommel horse.
Oh, no.
It's not a real horse then.
He's in the gym all the time. What about the rings?
I've no get the legs
maybe
for
the
that,
rings.
Mate, honestly.
No.
But I enjoy the track and field events. And
I thought you would have said something more colourful. But anyway, 01419511025. Get your calls in now. We'll speak to you next.
1-4-1-9-5-1-1-0-2-5 Clyde 1 Super Scoreboard.
We're into the final part of tonight's Clyde 1 Super Scoreboard. And it's funny, this is the beauty of live radio. And do you know what? You weren't happy at having to be back until 8 o'clock, but this is the beauty of it. Because a couple of weeks ago you'd have been back in the house by now. You'd have been on Coronation Street catch up. You'd have been in the bath. You'd have been on the recliner doing whatever it is you do when you've got spare time to yourself in the evening. You would have missed this. A live radio update. This is the beauty of it. Things break, news happen, things change. We adapt, we're fast on our feet. Who were we talking about before the break? Adam Ida, right? And we said that he was absent from the Norwich team for a friendly tonight. And by the end, look, it might be nothing. It could just be a knock and he'll play the next game. However, it has been confirmed by Norwich that Adam Ida is going to be disciplined internally for failing to fly out with the rest of the team to Austria. We have rules and everyone has to stick to them. And the manager of Norwich admitted that Celtic speculation was probably a factor. So maybe we can read into his absence.
There's a rumble going about.
So he wants to go.
He's forcing the move, as they say.
He wants to go. Which we said that earlier, didn't we? I think his experience there. Obviously, there's ways to go about it, but it's obviously not straightforward.
Yeah, I agree. I don't like to hear that. I think there's other ways that you can go about that. You know, Norwich pay your wages. That's your club just now. You've got to abide by their rules. But he obviously is digging his heels in. I think Simon's right. I think he's desperate to get back up. He must have enjoyed his spell at Celtic. He knows the size of the club. He knows the manager. I think he wants to be a part of it. Also, you know, winning trophies, the European games as well coming up. So watch his space, as they say.
The only bit I don't fully get, and the details are just coming out, there are other reports that he did travel, but he went on his own. Like he missed the flight, or he didn't turn up for the initial flight.
Where did you say they are? Germany?
I think, Austria.
Austria.
He had to make his own way because he didn't travel out with the rest of the squad. So there's something going on anyway, that's for sure. So it's not like he's not there or wasn't there at some stage, but he failed to travel out with the rest of the squad. And to be fair, that bit is only slightly interesting because I think the real quote is from the manager where he admits that Celtic speculation probably is playing a part.
And you just wonder if the manager, new manager that's come into Norwich, he'll be preparing for the new season. Is that a distraction that he really wants? Probably not. He'll want to concentrate on players that want to be there. You see the situation with Todd Cantwell, for instance, at Rangers. No smoke without fire.
Well, there we go. Celtic fans, we're running out of time to get your reaction to that tonight. You could try and squeeze it in, but certainly tomorrow, because we'll know even a bit more than we do already. That's certainly one for tomorrow. Adam Ida, not involved with Norwich tonight, will be disciplined for failing to travel out to Austria with the rest of the team, and an admission from the Norwich manager. The Celtic speculation is probably playing a part. So get the number down on your notepad or in your phone and give us a call tomorrow. I've saved it right till the end, though, the best until last. Just while we're on the subject of strikers, do you want to go for give everyone what they want?
No chance.
Motherwell's new striker.
Yeah.
Come on. I've inundated with tweets over the last week saying we want Gordon DL to announce this guy on the show.
I would struggle with it. Is it Stamatelopoulos?
Do you know what? That's good enough for me.
You happy?
Apostolos Stamatelopoulos.
Stamatelopoulos.
It's actually not that bad. It's just a bit intimidating.
Definitely
when you see
a
nickname.
Oh, Stam. Yeah. Stam.
We'll go for Stam.
Because I actually heard that he prefers to be called.
Does he?
So not is it Stama or Stam?
Stama. Are you going for Stama?
Stama, I think it is.
Stamatelopoulos. It's not still the old pay by letter. Pay by letter on the back of the shirt anymore, do they?
I can't wait. We'll wait for Saturday because he's not here. Get Wilson right on that right away because he will not be listening. And you know what, like he was with Bigger Manor?
Bigger Manor. Easy right? For you to say.
Because he sat for part and he was mic'd up and he didn't know.
he
was practicing and we were all listening to him.
Where is he anyway? Because as far as I can tell,
he's back for Kilimanjaro.
I think he's successfully climbed it and come down. So well done to him. But last I heard, he's not back to join you on Thursday, so who knows where he is. Go on his social media, make sure you donate to his Cash for Kids, by the way, because it's a great cause.
Cost me 40 biggins.
You're not having that at all, are you? Hill walking's just not your...
Nah, 5 days up there.
You can't describe Kilimanjaro as hill walking.
I know, but he will. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to preempt.
Mate, it's
a...
He thing. Honestly thinks that's a waste of time, don't you?
It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's for charity.
Oh, no,
our charity.
From that, he only put charity in because he was going over there, but he made the decision. Imagine saying to your missus, listen... Got a wee romantic 5-7 days away.
Go to Kilimanjaro.
Bring your own bag in case we're needing the toilet on the way up. I just
so you're not giving him any credit for this. You just think,
look, I don't know because I don't know how big it is. Right?
It's big, right? We can agree. Okay. It's big.
It's okay.
Massive.
But I can't understand your mindset of thinking I'll travel all the way over the world, buy these stupid boots and these trouser hangs and away I go with a rucksack.
He's a cultured individual, isn't he?
Does it float your boat south of France?
He was in the Sahara, remember, trekking across.
At least it's warm there.
I've did a volcano and I didn't complete it. Altitude sickness. So it's no mean feat to get to the top of Kilimanjaro. So I've got nothing but respect for him, but I wouldn't do it. Only because of my own experience.
So I don't even know if... I think he's survived. I think he's alive. Yeah. I think he comes back to join you at
pictures.
Some point. But who knows?
Yeah, it's good for kids. We both donate it, mate. So I will be looking tonight to see if you've added.
5,895 metres, apparently.
Is that what it is?
That's big. In your words.
That's 5 days of just walking bored out your skull, walking up a hill. And really,
it's not a hill.
Well,
it's not a hill.
It really is. If he achieved it in a couple
there's
of
a couple
days.
Of hills in Arran, but that's
they're steep.
Goat fell.
No, I didn't go up there. Yeah. No. I like to stay in the flat.
Anyway, who knows when?
Well Mark done, Mark. If you're listening,
but I'm sure it will be at some point. There we are. The signings are happening. Confirmed. One. Gordon was just telling us all about Apostolos Stamatelopoulos. Conor Goldson's left Rangers. We've had speculation about Matt O'Reilly tonight. Watch this space on Adam Ida. A bit of drama unfolding surrounding him. This is just going to pick up as the transfer window goes on, and more importantly, as we get even closer to the start of the league season. It is within touching distance. I cannot wait. Hopefully you feel the same. and we will crank it up as the week goes on. Tomorrow, 6 o'clock, Andrew McLean will be back looking after things for you. You'll get to hear from Hugh Keevans in all his glory for the first time in the new season. I wonder how he's feeling about his 127th season covering Scottish football. Looking forward to hearing from him. I'll be back with you on Thursday night. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Thanks as always for your calls, your tweets, and for listening, and we'll speak to you soon.